So welcome to Peter Donegan's Garden Podcast for Friday the 4th of June. It's going to be a bumper gardener's weekend this bank holiday in Ireland. First up, two, three quick hellos. First to Bernie Goldback, that's at Top Gold on Twitter, and also to at Krishna Day. Folks, thanks very much. I do take a lot of advice from you, and you deserve a little bit of applause. I'm giving you a silent one at the moment. Also in there, a quick hello to Susan Whelan. I hope you have a decent bank holiday weekend. Really enjoy it, and take care. Okay, to the gardening bits, or all things green, that is. First up, yeah, Bloom 2010. It's on in the Phoenix Park. I've done a Bloom 2010 podcast special. It's up on the blog, or if you're subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, it'll come into you automatically. Do take a listen. Well worthwhile before you go into the show or as you're walking around. Also, a really interesting thing that I attended yesterday, which was the Ballymun fashion show that took place in IKEA. Everything in there is fully recycled. Go and check out the photographs. It is mind-blowing how they do this with some of the clothes. Some of the material came out of skips, and it's mental. Old pillowcases, stuff like that. There's a note in there. I'm trying to get back to South Africa with the Nile Melon Township Trust as well this November to build gardens, as I have done for the last 3 years. In the words of Bob Geldof, give me your money. And on to garden advice. I've got an odd one. I was talking about it last night with one of the local growers here, and that is potatoes. So the general rule, I'm told, on my potatoes, Susan Daly, if you're listening, that's at Biddy Early. Hi, Susan. Thanks for the photograph. Mine are just pipping into flower. What I've been told, the golden rule, is once the flower head develops fully on the potato, it's very much a case of, I'll do a blog post on this next week, but for the moment, once it comes into flower, it's about 10 odd days after that is what I'm told, when the flower, the point that prior to the flowers start to wither, is when you should pull up one stalk and take a look and see what you have. But other than that, keep them saturated with water. This is Ireland, no special feed required. At Maggie Moon, your fruit tree, I'll put up a little link for you on planting a tree, but do plant it, but saturate it first. I've also put a little link up on the watering part of it. Sean Early, EAR one instead of the L, at Sean Early, and at Red Mum. At Red Mum has problems with black fly, and so does Sean. The logic way, and the way I do it, is very much first thing is change the position of the plant, if you can change the position of the plant if it's suffering with black fly. The second thing is, yeah, I like the old bucket and sponge and soapy water. I said it last week, I'll say it again, but big thing is if an insect is attacking your plant, generally you'll find it's a nice place for the insect to live, so I tend to change it around, and that usually solves half of the problem. At Silver Spoon, as regards looking after your lawn and preventing weeds, there is a chemical that you can get that will only kill the round leaves of weeds in your lawn, because you can only have narrow and you can only have round. So what you're looking for is a semi-selective translocated herbicide. Don't get anything fancy, Dan. No fancy trade names. I'll write it down for you. Stick it up in the blog. That's what you're looking for. Good friend of mine, Mike. Hi, Mike. Mike, who owns my red dead tree. Grass at the base of your trees. Mike, yeah, you can. Normally what I do is dig a circle around and remove what I can immediately away, that is grass, and then spray with Roundup in towards the base of the tree, being careful, obviously, not to spray outside the circle. Roundup will not penetrate the brown growth of an established tree. I know your tree, so it won't affect them. It'll only kill something that will photosynthesize, and obviously brown growth, as in bark, won't do that. There's not really a whole lot else, because I'm going to go and I'm going to have a cup of tea and relax now and cut the grass probably and do more garden stuff. I just can't get away from it. But yeah, a little note also to Neil O'Gorman and Stephen O'Leary. They have a lovely little graffiti pic that I chose to put up in the blog. It's in with the linkage on this one. And to Fintan Murphy and Sharon O'Neill, at Fintan and Murphy and at Sharon O'Neill, they have a brilliant photograph of a three-story dinosaur that the guys from the NCAD, National College of Art and Design, made from recycled black plastic bags. I thought that was cool, so I threw that up as well. And also to a good friend of mine, at MushyP007, 007, she got me a People's Republic of Cork t-shirt, which I love, and yeah, it's brilliant. So, look, thanks, folks. Have a great bank holiday weekend. Happy gardening. Anything else, let me know. Enjoy.